Good day, and welcome to the IBM Identifying Opportunities and Selling Rational Software for System I conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Nick Lasoli. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to our webcast, IBM Rational Software for IBM I. My name is Nick Lasoli. I am the worldwide sales leader for IBM I Software. Joining me today is Susan Yoskin. She's a certified rational for IBM I specialist. If we go to chart two, today Susan and I will be taking you through a variety of topics, and I'll begin with the first half of the presentation. Some of the discussion topics will list the IBM I products that were announced in January. We'll go through some of the enterprise modernization challenges and how customers view these challenges. And most importantly, we'll propose a solution for each situation and then map the products to those solutions. Susan will then take us through a more detailed view of each product, how to buy them, where to get downloads, information, and support, and then any customer incentives and special offers you should be aware of. And we'll have some time for Q&A at the end. If we move to chart three, briefly I want to reiterate what was announced in January. We announced four new products for IBM I that were made generally available at the end of last March. They are WebSphere Development Studio, or WDS V6R1, Rational Developer for System I, RDI V7.1, and Rational Developer for System I for SOA Construction. Also, a new version of HATS, Host Access Transformation Services for 5250 applications, and Rational Business Developer V7.1, which is actually now included in RDI SOA along with the HATS toolkit. Susan will go through more detail on these shortly. What I want to do now is share with you how our customers are using these products to solve their business problems. First, though, here's what we find from our customers. If you move to chart four, through hundreds of customer situations around the world, we see five general areas of customers. We kind of categorize sort of the problems that they're facing in enterprise modernization. One of the first problems is, what are the assets that they have in their new architectures and the old architectures? What can they reuse? Another problem that they point out quite a bit is the complexity of the architectures. And the third area is, the developer skills and how can they take the developers they have on staff and get them to learn new skills, to develop new applications without hiring a bunch of additional developers. And then there's the another challenge, which is the actual communications and sharing of information amongst developers. And finally, if we want to do all these new applications, where are we going to get the budget to do that? So now let's see how each of these problems can be addressed. So if you move to chart five, let's recall that first challenge, no inventory of electronic assets. First we have to know what program artifacts we have as assets. So, recalling the challenge and pain, what are the artifacts, that we could discover, manage, and understand the dependencies of so that code changes don't break during production? We have to understand what the application relationships are. In some cases, we don't even know which programs talk to which ones anymore and what the effects would be if we change them. And then, most importantly, in the SOA environment, the service-oriented architecture environment, what can we reuse that we have as legacy assets? One of the solutions that we can propose is when we use Rational Developer for I, our new Eclipse-based lightweight programming tool for COBOL and RPG, Susan can go into a little bit more detail on this product, but one of the things you can see below at the bottom of the screen is there's an application diagramming tool now that goes into all your RPG code. As you can see, it maps the relationships to each program, And then once you see how those programs are in relation to one another, you can actually click on each one of those boxes, and it brings up the actual source code. So that could help you understand, begin to understand how your artifacts, which artifacts are out there and which ones are talking to each other. There's another product from Databurrow called X-Analysis that actually takes all the code and prints out reports in English language in terms of what it does and how it relates to the other products and gives you much more depth on what each program is doing. So that's just an idea on how you can get a handle on your legacy assets. If you move to Chart 6, in our architecture challenge, you know, there's a lot of code out there, and with most of our valued artifacts, and coming in many cases from legacy systems, we need to bridge these complex architectures to the new web-based architectures. Well, first of all, how can we create web services easily from existing code, you know, including RPG and COBOL and green screen applications? One of the solutions to that is, you know, HATS for 5250 can basically provide a web UI to legacy applications very quickly without writing a lot of new code. Another interesting approach can be to use Rational Developer for System I for SOA construction, RDI for SOA, and that includes the RBD or the EGL language, IBM's newest business language, that also allows you to take, you know, a simple procedural language like EGL and to be able to write code on both the legacy side and the web UI side without having to get into the complexities of understanding how to program Java. If we move to Chart 7, we have, you know, the skills lock-in challenge, we call it. And, of course, to make these architecture changes, we need skilled people. So what if we can't hire a bunch of new Java programmers? How can we exploit the new technologies, innovation, without retraining existing staff that also knows the business? You know, how can we use new employees on any project independent of their target platform? As you can see below, there's all kinds of different legacy application knowledge that is needed. There's new web development knowledge that's needed. There's really more knowledge and skills and programming skills required than we probably have on staff or can hire. So one of the things that we have, again, an RDI, Rational Developer for I, we have that tool will allow us to program now to take us from the green screen environment to an Eclipse-based graphical programming environment. That will help our new developers that come out of college feel comfortable with programming, just say, RPG or COBOL in a new GUI environment. And then we also, again, reiterating the use of EGL, EGL, again, can bridge the gap across all those different platforms in one programming language that's very easy for an RPG or COBOL programmer to pick up versus just, say, Java. In some cases, we've seen them pick up EGL and program effectively in, you know, 10% of the time it would take them to learn Java and do a similar exercise. If we move to Chart 8, the next challenge is, you know, islands of development. And I know that we're all going through utilizing different groups. There's acquisitions that occur when companies have different developers in different geographies, even across the world. So how do these folks all stay coordinated, and how do we coordinate builds, and how do we coordinate programming changes and so forth? You know, how can we leverage a common team infrastructure and the tools to consolidate and distribute, you know, and distributed development environments to improve the responses and quality assurance and at the same time reduce costs? We need to create event-based lifecycle management to eliminate inconsistent and mismatched versions across platforms. Really what we're saying here is you have islands of programmers that don't talk to each other. When those programming changes converge, typically we spend a lot more time in quality assurance than we should, and that delays us getting our applications out. It adds to the cost, and it impacts the bottom line. There's several products that Rational has that can help bridge the gap with programmers communicating effectively with each other and improve the processing of that information flow. One of the new products that's coming out from a Rational Team Concert is Rational Team Concert for System I. That's coming out later at the end of the year. And as you can see below, we start to take our islands of programmers and they can all start working seamlessly together. There'll be more on that later. But we also have the tried and true products that Rational has had for years, which is Rational ClearQuest, Rational Manual Tester, the Rational Functional Tester extension for 5250 applications, and of course Rational Performance Tester. So once your programmers are programming an Eclipse-based environment and they're able to share information across the islands of information, many more of these testing products and defect tracking products become something that is an asset to your organization and can be utilized much more effectively. If we go to chart 9, our final challenge is that we need the money now to do all these things that we spoke about. So in our final challenge, we address the issue of flexibility and the required investment that it takes. So how can we leverage our development investments to make incremental improvements within the context of a long-term strategic modernization plan? And how can we create modern Web 2i, rich Web UIs, and so forth? So all these things we want to do, we need the resources to do them. So if you kind of go back through the first four challenges, some of those solutions, if we're doing those correctly and using products like HATS for 5250, which very quickly gives us Web UI interfaces to our legacy applications, if we use EGL, RDI and RDISO with EGL, we should be utilizing our programmers better. We should be bringing to market modern UI-based applications more quickly. That should give us some money back to our bottom line to now reinvest in new application development. Another area that we can improve on when it comes to flexibility for new investments, if you turn to chart 10, as I said before, once we have this programming environment in place, we can now take advantage of the whole portfolio of lifecycle development products from Rational. One of the other things is that I wanted to point out is there is something called RPG migrations to EGL, which is a migration tool that's now available from Rational in terms of the conversion of RPG or COBOL code to EGL in a very efficient way. So once you know you want to convert a lot of RPG or COBOL code, you can then have a process from Rational that allows you to do this in a much more productive way in greater volume. So that's another interesting approach that some of our customers are taking when they decide they want to do more SOA, they want to do more conversion to EGL. There's now some very efficient tools that we could utilize to help that process along and make it take place much more quickly. So in moving to chart 11, so if you're interested in this, what do you do next? Well, the first thing is to familiarize yourself with the products and to assess your accounts and determine if IBMI software might be of interest. You know, make the sales call, assess the pains and challenges, as we pointed out here. Find out, are they all five pains? Do they get one specific pain that you could address? You know, if there's sales assistance needed for initial calls, you can contact your appropriate IBM salesperson. And they can connect you. They could go on a call with you. They could, if you're a business partner, they could, if you're a customer, they could come out and do demonstrations. They could connect you with a business partner. So there's much help available through this organization we have supporting the enterprise modernization effort under Rational. You should then reassess each account situation and determine which solution and products might be appropriate. Determine if specific offers and price incentives apply and propose next steps. And then, of course, you want to take advantage of our sales progression aids. And Susan's going to be going into much more detail on this, like the IBM Sandbox, IBM iSandbox, the 60-day free trials, the HAPS CD, and the Rational for I Starter Pack discounts. So with that, I want to turn it over to Susan Yaskin, who will take you through much more detail on the products.
Thank you, Nick, and hi, everyone. Please turn to chart 12. What I want to talk about right now are some sales progression aids that you can use to help with your sales with your IBM i customers. And one of the most exciting ones is the IBM i Sandbox. And when Nick talked about the different challenges that our customers had, we actually created scenarios to address these challenges and put them in the sandbox. The sandbox is live code, all of these new products that Nick just described, that your customers can dial in and use without having to load on their own systems. So we have the most current versions of the code. We have tutorials. We have scenarios. Or they could just go in and try the code ad hoc. It doesn't matter. But for someone who doesn't have experience using, let's say, RDI or RDI for SOA, we have a tutorial that can really get them started. So if you look at the chart on 12, under Modernizing Assets, we have as the first tool X-Analysis, which is from a Ready for Rational partner, Data Burrow. And we will have the live tutorial for that in the sandbox in September. I'm actually working on it right now and getting it boxed up and ready. So you will be able to even try the X-Analysis tool next month. We also have a live version of HATS, and the HATS tutorials not only show you how to do a transformation to a web UI, but also how to create a service, a web service from an RPG program. If you look at the center, if your customer is looking to do some of the SOA technologies or Web 2.0 UI, we also have the RBD in the sandbox, which will allow them to try EGL, our 4GL language, with two very nice tutorials. And then we also, coming in the November-December time frame, we'll have live code for Rational Team Concert for I. And this is a very exciting tool because this is our first collaborative development environment. And this will allow islands of developers to track an application across the different languages that they're developing in. So you could have an RPG programmer who has a front end written in Java, who's got somebody else writing something in COBOL, all communicating as to the progress of the development. Very exciting tools, so watch this space. All right, let's turn to chart 13. At the bottom, you'll see is the URL to the sandbox. This is something not only can your customers take advantage of, but you can use it to provide demos. You can use it to practice. If you have any suggestions as to other scenarios, please let us know. We're looking for ways to make you very comfortable with these tools. All right, let's go to chart 14. So what are some of your next steps? So obviously, we want you to try the sandbox. It's a tinker, test, and try. You get a 3-hour window before you have to sign back in. We don't limit how many times you sign in. We just want to make sure that we have the ample connections. So after 3 hours, we do knock you out. The other thing you can do, if your customer has tried the code in the sandbox and now they want to bring it in-house, is you could possibly offer them a 60-day free trial download, and I'll show you the links on the next chart for both RDI, RBD, and HATS. Something, if your customers are interested in HATS, I highly recommend our free HATS CD. All they have to do is send an email to hatsdemo@us.ibm.com, It's got flash demos, it's got tutorials, it's got the most wonderful aids to help them learn how to use HATS and use it effectively. And since it's free, I highly recommend that you use it as a sales aid as well. If you look on the right of this chart, we talk about starter packs for IBMI. And basically, if your customers are buying our new rational tools and they need two or more, for instance, if they want to use HATS, they also have to buy RDI for SOA, there is a substantial discount for buying multiple products. So as you get further along in your sales efforts, please think about these starter pack discounts that you can offer. And then in the bottom right, you can click to see one of our new flash demos that you can show your customers. And also, we've got a website to talk about some partner certifications. All right, let's go to chart 15, which has all our links. In order to get the trial download of the code, you want to go to the link for each specific product. So, for instance, if you wanted the trial code for RDI, you would go to the third link, and on that page you'll see the trial link to get the code. Same thing for the HATS and for the RDI SOA. There are some other very valuable links here, including to the sandbox, including to the sales kits on Partner World. So assume that this is your one-stop shopping for any type of collateral that you need to help with your sales. All right, let's go to the next chart. And this section is very important so that you know that when you are proposing and ordering these new tools for your customers, that you're doing it correctly. We have two different methods of ordering the rational tools for SystemI right now. You can use the typical AAS system when you are running your e-configs, or the products can be ordered through the Passport Advantage. HATS is the only product that is only a Passport Advantage product at this time. All right, let's go to chart 17, and let's talk about what changed in our latest announcement. If you look on the left, when your customers were on V5R4 and they ordered Webster Development Studio, they ordered it by the system and they got all of the products that are included here. They got the ILE compilers, the heritage compilers, the application development toolset, and Webster Development Studio client for all of their developers. This was an unlimited license. When we made the announcement with IBMI 6.1, we also unbundled the components of WebSphere Development Studio. And we also changed the way we license WebSphere Development Studio. It is now licensed by the named user. It's not unlimited. So it's a little bit more complex in pricing and ordering the products. You now need to determine, does your customer need ILE compilers and for how many users? Do they also need heritage compilers and for how many users? Do they still have developers using application development toolset? Or do they have developers that are using the desktop tools, the replacement for the WDSC? So these are questions that need to be asked. All right, let's go to the next. We're on slide 18. So let's say your customer already has WebSphere Development Studio and they're doing an upgrade to IBMI 6.1. And in this case, because they have a valid software subscription, there are some entitlements due to this upgrade. And this includes the ILE compilers, the heritage compilers, application development toolset, and WebSphere Development Studio client 7.1. This does not include rational developer for I, but we'll talk about this in a subsequent chart. So what you want to do is find the software tier of your customer software. So let's say there are P10 today, and you will see in the chart on the right that they would be entitled to 15 user licenses of ILE compilers, heritage compilers, application development toolset, and WebSphere Development Studio Client 7.1. If 15 is sufficient, then you're all set. If they need more, then look at the chart on the left, and you'll see per user how you can add more of the individual components. Okay? So let's go to chart 19, and let's see the difference now if you're selling a new system where they don't have WebSphere Development Studio before. So it's a new licensed product. It's got a new number, 5761 WDS. And it's needed with IBM i6.1. And again, it's based on the named user. Now, the difference here is that there are minimums that need to be ordered. So, if your customer is a P10, they have a minimum that they have to buy, which would cover 3 developers. Even if they only have 1 or 2, they have to buy the minimum. If they have more, then you would add more licenses by the user, by the prices that are listed here. So going across my charts in the middle, if they need the ILE compilers, the P10 user would buy the 3 minimum users for $5,385. You would then ask, do you still need heritage compilers? And if they do, they'd have to buy 3 of those. And then you would have to determine whether they need the application development tool set, and they would need 3, or you would have to increment higher if they have more than 3 developers. If, on the other hand, they only need the ILE compilers and then they need the desktop tools, you would ask them, do you need Rational Developer for I? And if they do, it's $795 per user, no minimum required. Or if they're going to be doing EGL or any web development, then they would need Rational Developer for I for SOA construction, again, by the user, no minimum required. Okay, let's go to chart 20. So let's talk about the difference between the RDI and the RDI SOA. These are the products that supersede the WebSphere Development Studio client tools that they're using today. There are no upgrades to either RDI or RDI SOA. They need to be repurchased and purchased by the individual user. So what you want to do is determine what these individual users need. If they're strictly doing RPG, COBOL, CL, C++ programming, and they're not going to be doing any web development or using HATS, then they can probably get away with just the RDI product. The RDI is the base product. It has a minimum amount of memory required on the PC. It only needs 512 megabytes, so it's a lightweight product. It does include the LPEX editor, the Remote System Explorer, end-to-end debugger. It includes the new application diagrammer that Nick talked about, the visual application diagrammer, so they can see how their assets talk one to another. And we will have a tech preview of the screen designer, which will be completed in the next revision of this tool. So if all they need is RPG, COBOL, C++, and CL, no web, no HATS, then you would price out Rational Developer for I. Let's go to chart 21. If, on the other hand, they're going to be using HATS, or they're going to be creating web services or web UI, then you want to be pricing RDI for SOA. Again, one license per developer. And this does include the EGL tool. So if they're going to be creating any kind of web services from RPG or creating some new web services using EGL, then this is the proper tool that you'd be pricing. All right, let's go to chart 22. Now, this is a wonderful chart that was put together so that you can see which features are contained in which products. And we start by showing what was included in Webster Development Studio Client and Webster Development Studio Client Advanced Edition, which are the products that your customers may be using today. And going across the chart, you can compare those features to the new products, and that'll help you determine which are the correct products to be selling them. I just wanted to alert you to the fact that if they're using Portal and they had used the Webster Development Studio Client Advanced Edition in the past, then they're also going to be needing RAD. But the good news is if they had Webster Development Studio Advanced Edition in the past, there is an upgrade path to getting them the RAD product, and it is an entitlement. So if there's any questions about that, our suggestion is you ask. All right, let's go to the next chart, please, chart 23. And we've come up with some edition bundles for our new Power 6 520 Express editions. This would be for the models 6721 and 6725. And with this new bundle and this highly discounted price, your customers would get one entitlement for each of the listed products. So they would get the ILE compilers, the Heritage compilers, application development toolset, and RDI for SOA, one license each. But these bundles, these particular models only. This is also only available through the AAS and eConfig. It is not available through Passport Advantage. Let's go to chart 24. And here's where I talked about something that you could use. If your customers had entitlement to application development toolset, either through a bundle or through an upgrade, and they really don't use the green screen compilers anymore, they would prefer RDI, we have a trade-up. So if that's the case, then the pricing is a very nice discount. Talk to your IBM sellers to help you get to the right pricing. But these are the features that you would use in the eConfig for the trade-up, for application development toolset to RDI, or from RDI to RDI SOA. All right, let's go to the next chart. And lastly, we talked about the starter packs on your next steps. So, for instance, if your customers are entertaining HATS, in order to run HATS, they have to also buy RDI SOA. And that would now entitle them to the Analyze and Modernize Starter Pack number one. They'd be buying two products, and that would entitle them to a substantial discount. And then if they're buying these products and also buying hardware, they're doing an upgrade to an existing IBM i system, then they're entitled to an even greater discount. Again, this is a something you need to ask about, but it is an entitled special bid. And let's go to the next chart. It's my thank you. I really do want to thank you very much for your time and attention in our session. I also want to go over two other documents that we included on the website that I highly recommend that you download. I had created two Microsoft Word documents. One is the Sales Guide Rational Software for Upgrades document, and the Sales Guide Rational Software for New Machines document. So let's look at the first one for upgrades. And what I've done on the very last page, on page 4, is I've put a quick ordering checklist. And what this does, it will help remind you of the questions that you need to ask before you can either price or sell the software. How many total software developers? How many are using the ILE compilers? how many need the green screen versus the desktop tools, et cetera, et cetera. So I suggest that you keep these two documents handy. If you look at the front of the document, you'll see that I kind of walk you through the different guidelines for what are the tools, how many do you need, and if they're trying to compare RDI to RDI SOA, what are the differences and what do I need to consider. So this is just something to keep so that as you are starting to have these discussions with your customers, if the questions come up, you have the answers. So at this point, I'd like to open up this call to questions and answers, and thank you very much for attending our call today. Dave?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. To ask a question, press star followed by 1 on your touch-tone keypad, and we will pause for our first question.
Okay, Dave, I had gotten a few emails. Should I address those now?
Yes, please.
Okay, one of them was, how do I order Rational Developer for I if my customer is on V5R4? And up until now, the eConfig required that they upgrade to V6R1 before we could offer RDI. Well, coming in October, actually October 28th, eConfig will be changed so that now you can order RDI or RDI SOA for your V5R4 customers. Now, another question we had was about RTCI, and we mentioned that it would be coming in November. It looks like RTCI will be GAing on November the 26th. And it will be available through eConfig for 6.1 and 5.4. But you need to be getting RDI 7.5, which is the next release of RDI, which will also GA on November the 26th. So for the new products, we will be using 7.5 as the base. Okay, Dave, any other questions?
We have no questions at this time.
Okay, well then thank you everyone for your attention, for calling in. And if you have any questions, you can always send me an email.
And that does conclude our presentation for today. Thank you for your participation and have a great day.